Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? For starters, drink some water, stop being silly. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my program. I would definitely appreciate that. I'm over here taking shit to the top, but I cannot get to the top without your support. Last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, it's goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. All right, so before I continue on with the show, I said last Friday I pre-recorded the show and I uploaded it, right? So it can just upload. And I thought I did so, and then Saturday happened. Happened to look at my phone, and I couldn't help but recognize that the episode didn't upload. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? So I go to where I go to upload all my episodes, and it said that the file corrupted. So then I went to my hard drive and everything like that, and the file corrupted. So I must have did some bullshit where I was uploading everything and I was in a rush and I thought I had everything down packed. And I didn't, and the episode is gone, and I tried to retrieve it and I was unable to do so. So I'm just going to have to record the entire episode again and fucking upload it. So yeah, look out for that. On Friday, you'll have another episode from the original. It's happening in a major way. And, you know, I've been having some thoughts, right? So before I reflect on my weekend and stuff like that, well, maybe I'll intertwine my weekend with my thoughts because stories, they just sound better that way. So one of my first thoughts is one of my homies and I were having a discussion. And he's turned himself into a workaholic. And to me, it's one of the better things he's ever done because he's making more money than he's ever made. He's more secure than he's ever been. And you can just see, like, the glow that he has, like, a sense of purpose now. And, you know, me and him are conversing with one another. And he was telling me how he has an inability to sleep in on the weekends, specifically on Sunday. And I was like, yo, bro, what is wrong? Like, why can't you just go to sleep? He's like, yo, every time I try to get some sleep, you know, somebody will call me, somebody will text me, and then, you know, once I'm up, and, you know, my whole day is ruined because I want to be sleeping till 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon and just be worry-free, but, you know, I'm involved with so many people now, you know, my family and stuff like that, you just never know. And I was like, Brody, I can't tell you what to do, but this is how I view things. As I speak to all of you, I have no wife and I have no children. So no matter who's calling me, it's not an emergency. It's only bad news. I can wait for bad news. I can sleep nice and sound without any worries in the world, putting my shit on Do Not Disturb if it's bad news. Now, if it's an emergency, that requires immediate attention. But, you know, my siblings live in Florida. My father lives in Florida. Mom is gone. Grandparents gone. No kids, no girlfriend, no wife. There is no emergency. So I told him that. I was like, nigga, it won't be an emergency because everybody who really loves you knows where you sleep. So I live in a house with my aunt and my little cousin, right? So if something was to happen to them, the other one would come in the room and come wake me up, right? Outside of that, I'm talking to him like, yo, fam, somebody that really loves you can, like, come to where you're sleeping at and come wake you up. But as far as niggas calling you, nigga, you don't have a kid at summer camp. You don't got a kid at school. Your kid isn't at your sister's house. Your wife isn't away. No, none of that shit, my nigga. Niggas is single out here with no fucking immediate family in regards to the family that they created. So if you're living like me, take that advice. You know, don't succumb to FOMO. Don't succumb to this false sense of alertness. Like, oh, I need to be on call. I just might need a favor. Nigga, I'm tired. You can't get a favor. Surprise, nigga. Yo, son, I called you a few times. I know, nigga, and I was asleep. How about that, nigga? The type of friend I am, I do things for you when I can. But you think I'm about to just fucking fight the sleep monster because your fucking candy ass can't get rid of something? Or because you might need something that requires some type of immediacy? Nigga, I don't have a family for this reason. I will get to it when I get to it. The next day, I was speaking with him, and he was like, yo, bro, I took your advice. I fucking slept like a baby. I feel amazing right now. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell you, bro, don't let niggas fucking rattle you up into a false sense of emergency. Take your ass to sleep. You feel me? Now, it's time for me to intertwine my weekend with thoughts. So, I was somewhere, and I have to be vague because the people who I was at this spot with listened to the show, but I don't want to put like a timestamp or when because I went out like fucking 5 days in a row, so nobody's going to be able to dictate exactly what I'm talking about because of how vague I'm going to be. But I'm going to be expressive enough to where you guys, the listenership, can follow me. So I'm out and about, and I'm doing my thing, right? Doing Reek stuff. Moving my shoulders, sipping on the finest of liquors, just doing things that is fine to be serene, you feel me? And as I was in my mode of serenity, you know, I'll come across a woman that I know, you know, no, nothing romantic or nothing like that, just somebody that I've just known through the to's and fro's of my life. And, you know, we're having a deep discussion, and I haven't seen her in a while, and she's updating me about what she got going on. I'm updating her about what I got going on. And not in a one-upsmanship type of way, because I find that to be very peculiar. When you're catching up to people, you want to start, like, rattling off accomplishments, or people just want to rattle off accomplishments. When, in all essence, I just want to know, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How's your family? What shows are you watching? Just things that matter. To me, anyway. So, we're having one of those discussions, and, you know, she said to me, like, hey, you know, when are we going to take that trip? Now, I made, like, a joke about, you know, places that I want to go, right? And, you know, she caught wind of it because she follows me on social media. And so when she saw me, she's like, yo, when are we going to X place? And I'm like, okay, no, we definitely got to set that up. We're definitely going to go. We can make, like, a group thing of it, whatever have you. And she was like, yeah, I remember the last time I was down there, I was romantically involved with a barber. And I was like, damn, look at me. I'm out here fucking the barber. And I was like, yo, what is wrong with finding somebody you like that works hard for their money, that supports his family, and is probably making, like, a good amount of money every week through cutting hair? Like, where's the scrutiny in that? She's like, no, it's not like that, but, you know, I'm just talking about what I'm used to and the things that I like. And the things that I like cannot be procured on a barber's salary, right? But the dick was fire. This isn't that. He was a dope time. He was cool. He was nice. He was all these things. He was the perfect gentleman. He could cook. You know, he never let me open doors. He would pick me up, drop me off. All the things you think would matter, right? But no, it doesn't matter. Another day, I'm still out. I see somebody else. It's another girl. I love having conversations with both men and women. I'm not one of these niggas that can't have female friends and all this type of shit because follow me on Instagram right now. I'm fucking handsome as hell. So I don't got a beast to be like, yo, every single bitch, she give me pussy or she's out of my life. Fuck her. Like, it's nothing like that, my nigga. Just getting sex is relatively simple. Specifically when you look like me. So, I'm having another very dope conversation. And this girl was telling me that, yo, I'm dealing with this guy. And I thought everything was cool. But I told him, like, yo, I'm not interested in doing anything physical until I get to know you more. So we can go out. We can have fun. We can hang out with one another. We can get to know each other a little bit more. You tell me about your life, I tell you about mine, but I'm not trying to bring physicality into it. He told her, yo, you got to pay to play. Which means if you want to be involved in my life, if you want me to spend money on you, if you want me to tell you my innermost secrets, if you want me to tell you my schedule, you need to give me some pussy. And the reason why I'm telling you both these stories back to back is because both men and women have absolutely lost their fucking mind. Everybody. It's the date. I can't recall the dating streets ever being this terrible for this specific reason. If you go decade by decade, starting from the dawn of time, right? Being able to contact whoever you want, whenever you want, and being able to see everything in the world simultaneously has developed within the last 10 years. You know, beforehand, you know, you have shit like You Got Mail that happened in the 90s with Tom Hanks and Dave Chappelle, where there was like AIM, and, you know, if you had a screen name, this is when, you know, the internet was terrible. And you would put your phone line into your computer, whatever have you. So there was a lot of times to where you couldn't be on the phone and on the internet at the same time. For everybody that's under 25, you probably have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Which is why I'm the elder statesman of this podcasting shit. And you guys need to really listen to me if this is your first time listening to my show. Anywho, so there was a time to where, you know, there was dial-up. Or even if you have like the fastest modem in the world, the phone connection and the internet connection was interwoven. It was not separate at this point because, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, Wi-Fi didn't come out yet, right? Just like this airborne Bluetooth type shit. This shit was not amongst us yet. That technology didn't really touch down to all homes across America. So all the fucking internet had to come from the joint. So the reason why I'm saying that is there was the internet, if I'm not mistaken. Al Gore signed the internet act in like 1992 or 93. I even did an episode about that shit. And people had AIM, screen names. People was uploading pictures of themselves or just going off a whim of just vibes. And, oh, you type very well, I type very well. Your screen name is this, my screen name is that. All right, cool. But to be able to see, contact anybody who you want, in all essence, I can text LeBron James the same way somebody who has his number texts LeBron James. You know what I mean? He might egg your text message. He might egg my motherfucking direct my IG DM or my Twitter DM. But I can directly message him, though. Beforehand, that was fan mail. People would have to fucking mail things in, find out the P.O. box of whatever celebrity they liked, and just send in fan mail. TLC even has an album called Fan Mail. There is no more fan mail because you can directly holler at niggas now. So by product of this, the people that lived affluent lives and the people that were living poor lives weren't coming in contact with one another. You was on your rich shit. I was on my poor shit. If I just happened to saw you, I saw you in the instance that I saw you and I kept it moving. And I was on my fucking broke man time and you was on your rich man time. Now, things are all convoluted. The rich people can act like they're poor. The poor people can act like they're rich. Fucking women can see what can happen if they just so happen to find a guy that has money that's willing to spend on them, that also likes them for them. There's all these variables that's happening at the same time. It's very hard to fucking to gather in one person. But now, a subset of men that are hardworking, that treat you like gold, them niggas don't matter. I'm not saying for everybody. I'm just saying for, you know, story purposes. On the opposite spectrum, niggas are saying like, okay, I need to pay for drinks. Okay, I need to open up about my life. Okay, you really want to get to know me? All right, you want to speak about career stuff and my hopes and my dreams and things that I like and my dislikes and my favorite foods and such. Okay, you want to hang out and get some food from time to time and just go on walks and shit like that? You want access to my time in that capacity and get to know me? Okay, sure. You got to give me some pussy. People are fucking losing it out here on a real level. And I don't know how we can bounce back from this, because if you look at the advancement of human civilization, right? If you want to go from the Industrial Revolution all the way to what we got going on, where if there's a term for what's going on, the technological renaissance, maybe, where nobody needs to have dictionaries and thesauruses and atlases in their crib because everybody has Wi-Fi on the phone. But we are more advanced now than ever before. And obviously, because even as we speak, this is the most further along humans have ever been, right? But for thousands of years, things were the same way. And then little inventions would come. Everybody stinks. Do, 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 do. Yo, y'all niggas heard about soap? Everybody has fucking rotten teeth. Do, 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 do. Yo, y'all niggas heard about toothpaste? Niggas on horse and carriage time. Go, it's taking fucking 3 days to go 100 miles. Do, 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 do. Yo, y'all niggas heard about this car shit just came out? Like, things advance very slowly. I don't even know when fucking toilet paper came out. So as things start to progress slowly, the way people were speaking to people, anything in regards to unity was pretty much the same. Everything was very regional because everybody didn't have horses, everybody didn't have cars, and then things started to pick up. 1920s. Liquor is legal. Liquor is illegal. You know what I mean? 1930s, 1940s. There's World War, all this kind of shit. You know what I mean? Hitler is tripping. 50s, 60s. You know what I mean? Now we got baby boomers popping out all over the fucking place. 70s is going on. Affirmative action is happening. Afros. All throughout this time, there is no Wi-Fi. But you're here because niggas were still having sex. 80s coming along. Sex was still happening. TV shows is blossoming. A whole bunch of black people on TV. A whole bunch of white people on TV. The Wonder Years is on motherfucking TV. Thundercats is on fucking TV. Then we get the 90s, 2000s, 2010s. And in 2010s, all this advancement started to happen. Fucking Bitcoin. Twitter was in essence. Snapchat was in essence. I fucking even remember Voxer was in essence. Fucking Facebook was on and popping. MySpace was starting to dwindle down. Fucking AIM started to dwindle down because there was no need for AIM because everybody had fucking Twitter. And then everybody stopped using Hotmail. Everybody's on Gmail now. And then the boom of YouTube. I know YouTube came out like 05, but that shit really started to pick up a few years later. I mean, everything is happening. But there's no human advancement. Our brains haven't gotten bigger. Fucking anything in regards to us adjusting to what the fuck is going on around us has not happened. So everybody is fucking losing it. Do you know what it's like to be 80 years old and have a contraption in your phone to where if you're living in fucking California and your son is living in Maine, you can just hop on a fucking phone and see his face in real time? If you really think about it, if you are 80 years old, not car phones, not those big block shits, like a comfortable cell phone fitting in your pocket. What are we going to say? 98? Let's go with 98. Because I remember The Matrix came out in 99. And I remember when that phone that just slid up and down, I was like, whoa, look at the technology. So let's go with 98 when like a real in-your-pocket cell phone came out, right? If you were 80 years old, right, you were 50 in 1990. So what did that make you, 58? When modern technology really started to come upon you? Like, these things is very new, son. And this is why everybody's fucking losing it. Because not only was that happening, but the fucking government made sure that nobody can get fucking raised properly, specifically if you're black. So everybody's underfunded. Everybody is in a space to where everybody's in survival mode because they took, you know, the backbone of family away, especially with the prison industrial complex and all this type of shit. So things are fucking crazy. We went through a crack epidemic. We went through a fucking prison epidemic. Went through a fucking pandemic. We went through two recessions. Like, nobody has their head on straight right now. And if y'all do nothing else, I just ask you, for whenever you're about to make a brash decision, whenever you are about to leave a digital footprint of idiocy on Twitter, Facebook, IG, just take an extra step. Take an extra thought. And say to yourself, I am better than this. When you are on the up and up, and you are not a millionaire, and you're not a multimillionaire, and you are not a billionaire, and you are on the verge of being popped, but you just might have a little bit more money than the next man, but you don't have much, and you're looking down at people that have less than you when you don't have shit, I just need you to reel it in. When you are trying to get to know a woman, and you are trying to interchange having coffee with getting some of her pussy, we need to just relax. Everybody needs to chill. Nobody is chilling. Everything is a fucking muck. Biden lied to us. You know what I just got finished doing? I just got finished doing this Fed loan shit that I have to mail out to these niggas tomorrow. This nigga is not trying to forgive my loans. That is $50,000 that can be off my chest. I'm about to fucking figure out a loophole. If I have to go and be like a substitute teacher for like a year, because one thing I saw is they'll forgive you shit if you're in public service. If I gotta just tap in and be a teacher for a year and make fucking $28,000, but as I'm making $28,000, they're taking $50,000 off my back, I'm about to tap in and do that shit, son. Because enough is enough. I'm tired of all this shit. One of my favorite clothing brands has a 50% off sale right now. That's about everything that they have on that site. I love it. And all the fire that they're releasing is half off right now because it's the end of summer. They're about to get into fall and winter, whatever have you. And they're just trying to get rid of old product and just sell shit half off. And I would drop $1,000 and just cop some shit. Boom, boom, sweater, boom, hoodie, boom, t-shirt, boom, shorts, boom, just tracksuit, boom. And I can't, son. I fucking cannot. Remember when I was telling y'all that I have the fucking eye of the tiger? I got that shit now. I'm going to make some goddamn money. I'm going to be in a space to where I can just spend $50,000 like it's nothing. I'm just not there right now. And it's pissing me off because I will be fucking styling on you bitch ass niggas if I had that shit available to me. But I don't. Because I have bills. And I have car payment. And car insurance. And rent. And a phone bill. And all this other kind of swagless shit that is needed but nobody really wants to pay for. So yeah, that's my diatribe. As far as everything else I did, I went to a party and I actually danced with a woman. I haven't done that shit in months. Possibly years. Because women don't dance. Having fun in the club is obsolete. It's all about fake fronting. People will get makeshift booths and put that shit where the dance floor is supposed to be so people can be comfortable, quote unquote, when in essence, you're not comfortable because you're next to people who don't have a section, and the people who also have a section is not a real section. Everybody's standing up on their feet. Everybody's trying to make sure that their Casamigos don't get spilled over. Niggas infiltrating your section trying to talk to the joints. The women's infiltrating your section trying to get free liquor. Everything is fucking crazy right now. We need unity. We need each other. And as long as y'all listen to the show, I promise all of you, because there's going to be a day where I have 10 million followers making millions of dollars via content, I'm always going to keep this show alive, and I'm never going to lose my mind. I just won't. Will not lose my mind. I've gone too long with living the way I'm living right now to all of a sudden just act like, oh, I've always lived this way. Like I'm some fucking trust fund kid or some shit like that. The niggas is tripping. The women is tripping. I'm tripping because if I didn't mail this Fed loan shit by tomorrow, then I will go past the 45-day shit of when them niggas told me to mail the shit in the first place, and I'll be dead in the water. Then I have to sell crack. I don't want to sell crack. So to prevent myself from selling crack, I've been getting shit in order. I remember I was telling y'all about that job situation that I was that I had going down. I got the fucking interview on Thursday. The nigga's gonna look at their original in the eye and tell me what's going on out here. So I'm excited about that because in my opinion, with how smart I feel like I am and how responsible I feel like I am, if I go 6 months with just making consistent money, just six, So what'll be in? It's about to be August. So let's say it's August. What does that leave us? That's 8. That means there's 4 more months in the year. There's 4 more months left in the year. So by my birthday, by fucking February, by the time I'm 33, things will be better for me. And I'm going to document that shit with y'all because I love y'all. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. And I'll speak to y'all on Friday. Sorry about that. I lied. 3 shout-outs. 1, shout-out to Ivy. Ivy like blue on Twitter. Secondarily, we got Q the Alchemist on Twitter. Last but not least, we got checkletapoppy_, my son Damo. All right, those are the shout-outs that I promised. Peace and blessings, pass the dressing. Holla at niggas.